Good morning. I'm here in London and you are at the podcast. You're listening to the podcast that helps you to practice your doing muscle. Welcome to the Don't Just Talk, Do It podcast with me, Nadine. If you listen for the first time, where have you been? Today, it's about a secret. Precious secret that can change different aspects of your life right now. Right now, in this very instance. Do you want to know more about that? Do I see your hand going up and you're screaming yes inside yourself? Great, you are in the right place. Did you ever have an idea? A business you wanted to start? A book you wanted to write, an adventure challenge you'd like to conquer, let it be a marathon or a tough mudder or running across the Sahara? Yes? I guess you do. I think many people do. And did you realize that some of the ideas, they just got stuck in your head for quite a while? But nothing really changed in the real world. Can you relate to that? I can, definitely can. I am guilty of this myself. It is very normal, it is very human. My name is Nadine and today's podcast is about the very precious secret that I promised you before that can change your life right now. And it is so precious that I'm going to share it with you right now. It is to take a peek and to get started. It's to take one of your ideas that is floating around in your head, let it be about the business, about the book, about anything that has popped in your head and is looking for your attention, and to get started. To make the first step. To take the first step, to lay the first stone off the foundation to build something big. And to show you how powerful it is, let me share a story with you. 2011, I was working in a 9-to-5 job in London. I was an executive assistant in a bank. I was stuck. I was bored. Every day was the same, or so it felt like. The same people, the same type of emails, the same complaints. And the feeling of stuckness came from, I wanted to be somewhere different. I wanted to have different sensations. I wanted to experience more. I think maybe it was the feeling of, this can't be it. And the stuckness came from, I was resisting this very place I was in, but I didn't know how to get out of it. How many of you ever felt stuck? Did you feel stuck before? Yeah. So it's not a nice place to be in, and I was craving for a change. I wanted to have an adventure, something where I would learn a new skill, something where I would be inspired by new people, new stories, something where I would grow. And at this point, I called it an adventure because it just seemed to engulf all of that. But where to start? So one day passed, another day passed, and the stuckness stayed. Every day I was thinking about it again and again and again and again. And one day I said to myself, that's it. That's it. I'm circling in my head, but nothing changes. And I realized one major thing. Nothing is going to change unless I make or I take the first step. I start taking action right now. I had no clue what this adventure or what this result or the bigger picture would look like. But I knew that staying in my head is not going to change anything. So I made the decision, I want an adventure, and The next thing is, okay, what is it that I can do right now that is not a big investment? I don't need to plan it, so there is more time where I have to wait and have this feeling of being stuck. So, okay, I was in London, and I love hills, I love Scotland, and I booked the ticket for the very next weekend for one day to drive up to Scotland, hop off the bus, and just walk. Ask the locals, okay, how do I get out of the city and more into the countryside? And I just kept walking. I think 4 hours passed, 5 hours passed. I started to relax and I felt good. I felt good because it wasn't the craving big adventure, like this big sensation that I felt, but I was doing something. I was doing something. I found hills and I ate some really good local food. By the end of this day, I asked myself two questions. How many questions? Exactly, two questions. The first question was, what did I like? And the second question was, what do I want more of? And in this specific scenario, the answer was, I like to have it last longer. So for the next weekend, I just made the adjustments because this week, this day gave me a clue of what the next stepping stone was. And it's just following this flow of making adjustments. The first decision or the first step is not perfect. It's not the answer. It is the first stepping stone. So for the next weekend, because I still didn't want to make like a lot of commitment and investments, I just browsed Ryanair for the cheapest flights they had for the next weekend. And I think it was Sweden or Norway. It was very, very cheap. And I went for 2 days. 2 days. So to kind of follow up on the first one, okay, I want it to last longer. No, I'm going to go for 2 days. I'm going to stay over somewhere. I'm going to see how this is going to work out. And it was great. And I had a lot of experience and more revelations. And at the end of the 2 days, I asked myself again, what did I like and what do I want more of? And I kept doing this for a month, making these adjustments. And by the end of this month, it was crystal clear of what my personal adventure was. And I boiled it down to that what I actually wanted specifically was I wanted to learn something new. I wanted to be in a country I had not been. I wanted to share my experience with others. And I wanted to have a physical challenge. This was what I wanted. This was this craving I had. Now I was more specific and now I could build and create this adventure. And with this, I decided on the 1st of April 2011 that I will quit my job, I will quit the place where I was living, and I give myself 30 days to create a sponsored adventure. And that was another journey itself. I'm happy to share the story in another podcast with you. It boiled down, it became Mission Spain, a 4,000 kilometer cycle around the whole of Spain, which took me 2 months. I had a sponsorship for a language school, a sponsorship for equipment. I discovered a country and people, something I could not have imagined. I made great relationships. I learned fluent Spanish, even like writing Spanish fluently was ticked. And it changed my life. It changed my life. And so the point is, or the summary of the whole story is, take the first step. Take the first step. And the thing is that's really helpful and that helped me is, write down all the ideas you have. Write them all down. Take one. Take one and ask yourself, what is the first thing that I can do now? Don't worry about where this step is going to lead you or the results it's going to create. The beautiful thing is just trust whatever is coming up inside of you right now when you're asking yourself this question, what is it that I can do right now, that the rest will follow. One step at a time. And one of the challenges that you may experience is that you're afraid that if you commit to one thing, you're gonna miss out of other things. You know, the mind is a tricky one. The mind is a tricky one. So it's learning to play the game and, you know, to kind of ease up this fear and to set yourself like a, how do you say this? Make it a day, make it a weekend, or say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to explore this idea for 30 days. A good friend of mine, John Williams, who wrote the book Screw Work, Let's Play, he did challenges in the past, which were just like a container of 30 days. Take one idea, give yourself a time where you'd like to explore it, and then ask yourself the question, what is the first thing that I can do right now? And let go of your mind, give yourself 10 minutes to make this decision, because then you haven't got time to overthink it. And you build something incredible, and you won't be able to know what it is right now. Just trust the first step, and believe me, it doesn't matter in which area of your life it is, you're creating something that you could not have imagined. This is the second episode of Don't Just Talk, Do It. It's a beautiful day. We have a blue sky here in London. I hope wherever you are, you have a rocking time and take this step now. There is a sign in the pub, or maybe it's just a joke. It says, free beer tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. So do something right now to do yourself a favor. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.